Harabin Ishai, one of the Sefarim that what he wrote is a commentary on the different Agaritot in the Gemara. So he has one in Masechet Erechin, that is quoted here in this Sefer Shomat Tefillah, that he writes as follows. He says, let's imagine that you have Chalila Bechas, a person who is sick, and he is interested when he goes to do a surgery or whatever it is, to go through treatment. So we know that the Gemara says that when a person became sick, she'im yechele omrim lo have zechud ve'ipater, that the person, once he gets sick, he has to bring sufficient amount of zechuyot to be able to get out of the state of sickness. So therefore, he is supposed to accept upon himself midat chasidut, bedavar echad la'asoto, ve'az bezechut ze yitrape. Because of the fact that this is havezechut, what do you mean havezechut? Up to now, he has whatever he has. Whatever he is doing, he's doing. So the answer is, havezechut means bring an additional zechut, something that you haven't been doing up to now. So therefore, he says, based on the fact that you come with davar chadash, shelo haya nuheg bo mikodem, you know, that would be one. And also, another case would be, she'eno mechuyav bo. Al pishurat hadin, he's not really obligated. He could find sufficient reason why he's justified that he's not doing it. So this is what it means, have zechut mechudash, menidvat libecha, from the bottom of your heart. What are you interested to do extra? This is the zechut of what you need, not only from the sickness, but at times of trouble. This is also one and one nekuda. Have zechut. So additional zechut that a person is supposed to bring, bring it, and bezechut of that, you're going to be zochet to be saved. So the next chapter he deals with, he says, segulat hatzedakah, the gemilut chasadim, the kabbalat tefillah. You see, tefillah is not sufficient. Tefillah does what it does, and in order for a person to be able to be zochet, to get his tefillot answered, sometimes you need certain additional spices, certain additional let's say, merits to be able to have your tefillot answered. So therefore, so this is the nekuda that what they bring. So it says that, for example, let's say we know by Yamim Noraim, we say, Teshuvah tefillah utzdaka, ma'avirin et ruah ha'gezerah, that there are three things that is written in many, many different sources that is going to be able to remove ruah ha'gezerah, the evil decree. So he says, Teshuvah, a person is supposed to repent, which means change our ways. Tefillot does it, and then tzedakah. So it says that this is the nekuda, that through this, a person could change the decree against himself. So it says, even though sidru hatzedakah be'acharona, im kol zeh hu berosh ve'hu ha'ikar. Even though that the tzedakah is written last, but listen here. Tzedakah, he writes, is the main way for a person. And each person is obligated to give his share. Nobody can come with an excuse that he is exempt. Each person has his own personal obligation. You know, you could be officially religious, but if a person, you know, comes to tefillah, he does it. Teshuvah, he does it. But when he comes to tzedakah, it's too hard for him to open up his hand. So how can you be completely dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah? If a person is not supporting Torah, he cannot be completely considered to be mamash dedicated to Torah and its mitzvot. So the main thing is for the person to be zoche, he writes over here, b'shem, you know, the semichat chachamim. Semichat chachamim is one of the baal semichat chachamim. That this is what he writes. Even though the tzedakah is written at the end, tzedakah is the rosh and the ikar. This is the gemach, this is the gemilut chasadim, that by which a person could get his tefillot answer. So you see, there's a nekuda as follows. Says there is a sefer called Ma'apel Lashon. Ma'apel Lashon brings based on a Gemara. Gemara says, "Keshem shemezonotav shel adam ketzuvin lo mirosh hashanah ad rosh hashanah, kach chesronotav shel adam ketzuvin lo mirosh hashanah ad rosh hashanah." That means, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides for each person how much money to make, also the chesronot. Chesronot means how much of this money is supposed to go to waste, go to down the drain. So therefore, then a person can, he says, "Im zacha, if he has zechut, he gives it to tzedakah, because that's chesronot, that came out of your pocket. In lo zacha, so if you don't have zechut, then what are you going to go for you know, different types of tickets you're going to get, Khalil Abkhaz. All of a sudden, the laundry machine doesn't work. All of a sudden, there is flood over here, flood over there. All the money going to go down the drain. That's the Gemara. Keshem shemezonotav ketsumin lo, kach esronotav ketsumin. Is his zechut, if he has zechut, then he's going to give it to tzedakah. If he doesn't have zechut, then he's going to lose it other ways. So therefore writes this Sefer Ma'arpeh Lashon as follows. There is a Midrash. Midrash says, Sha'ar she'enu patuach l'tzedakah, yeh patuach l'rufim. Chalil abechaz for Sonei Israel. Chalil abechaz, if a person does not open his gates for tzedakah, then he's open for rufim. Arminan, as I mentioned. So he writes, he says, if sometimes you see that all of a sudden a person has eize hefsed b'mamonu, or yechela, chalil abechaz, there is something all of a sudden hits him, different types of challenges in a person's life, either financially or otherwise. He says, "Hu ubene beito v'tzarich lehotzi hotzaot." A person is supposed to pay major damages over here, for refuah over there, for Sonei Yisrael. Yefashvesh b'ma'asav. He says, "Take a look in your deeds. Ulai lo natan tzedakah kera'u lo." Each person, as I mentioned, lefi gam la shichna, the Gemara says, according to the camel, is the load. That a person could imagine that, you know, I gave, let's say, $5,000. Very good. $5,000 covers you for $50,000 of earning. If a person, Baruch Hashem, is zoche to give $10,000, is a zechut to give. So therefore, v'nigzar alav min hashamayim, chesrono. So therefore, because of the fact that you did not sufficiently calculate properly, then came out different types of chesrono. So this is the chapter that deals with this nekuda, that it's a person is supposed to understand. And the Zohar HaKadosh lesson is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wants somebody to be blessed. Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give somebody a major blessing. So first thing about he does, gives him an opportunity, sends him someone to collect money. And if you give to that individual, that Rosh Hashiva, that institution, whatever it is that is represented by you, then a person is going to be zoche for blessing. I mean, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the test. The first thing is going to send, and according to the extent that a person has zechut to earn his living in a kosher way, honesty, the individual that comes to you is going to be also honest and proper.